The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the next item because my kids are 34 to 28, so not a lot of baby stuff or kids. But now I have two granddaughters under three and I have a grandson who's about 5 months, and I'm getting back into all this stuff. So the question is, little Johnny is getting stuck into the Christmas turkey before dinner or grabbing some of his cousin's toys or even pulling his hair. Auntie Anne decides to give him an earful while you stand by as parent watching the drama unfold, secretly fuming. So what to do when other people try to parent your child at Christmas? Great pleasure to welcome Tina Regan, who is for more than 20 years a behaviour expert, special education and early years teacher, both here in the UK. And with your husband, Jarlath, is it? You have a podcast.
We do. It's called Honey, You're Ruining Our Kid. And myself and Jarlath Regan, the comedian, we have a parenting podcast which is based around non-judgment. People submit anonymous questions into us, and we help them with whatever behavioural problem they are having at home with their child.
Okay, so over Christmas, there's a lot of socialising.
Yes.
You know, cousins coming together and general chaos. What is your basic advice in terms of preparing your child for such visitations?
Well, as you know, Ivan, Christmas is a very tricky time of year because the rules are out the window. These kids have been trying their best to behave as well as they can, hoping Santa comes, and then Santa does come and they just want to relax. So it's a tricky enough time, and you're going and you're having to go to loads of different places that you normally would. It's no routine. So my advice to parents is always to start over preparing your child for these, for whatever you're going to be doing. So if you're going to go visit your family or your relative that morning, you can even role play. We do that a lot in our house. Role play exactly the behaviour you want your child to do in the house that day. And I'm talking about every part of the day. Fill them in, inform them of every step of that day so that they can go to that relative's house and feel calm and know what's expected of them. And you can feel calm as a parent because you know that you have told your child what to do, how to behave. And you've told them also, if you don't behave, mommy or daddy are going to take you out of the room and give you a warning and tell you that if you keep doing this behavior, you're going to have a consequence for that. And when I say consequence, I mean achievable, because we've all made the mistake of making a big consequence for behavior that you have then ruined your own Christmas with. So something small, like you won't get to have dessert, something achievable for the behavior.
Okay. Now, to me, a lot of this is age specific. In other words, how a 3 or 4 year old who's as high as a kite might behave, and how, you know, someone that's 8 or 9 might behave. So what age groups are you talking about?
Well, I deal with children all the way up from 0 to 12 years of age. And I think sometimes as grown-ups, we underestimate just how well they can behave if we just let them know what's expected of them. So I wouldn't treat a 3-year-old any different to a 12-year-old.
Would you not?
No, never. Because I think if you just...
I'd give them a lot more latitude if they're 3.
I don't know.
Because I would expect a 12-year-old or 8-year-old to have a bit of cop on.
Yeah, you'd hope. But when it's Christmas time, they really don't, because, you know, there's no routine, everything's different, and they're not used to socialising at the moment either. None of us are. We're all getting back used to it. So they really do need the rules, and expecting them to know how to behave is too much. You got to tell them. You got to come in and let them know, and let them, you know, even opening presents at Christmas.
Well, I wanted to come to that. Yeah. So say I get my darling 3-year-old granddaughter, Beth, a doll.
Yeah.
And say she opens it, she doesn't like it.
I know.
And her instinctive turns up her nose. How do you deal with that?
Well, we see that happening all the time. So I do think that's a parent's responsibility. As a parent, you need to teach your child. Tell them, look, you're going to get a present today. Somebody has actually taken the time to go and do that for you. So please, when you open it, even if you don't like it, say thank you. Say you love it. We'll talk about it later. We can fix it later. But in that moment, it's really important to teach your child that receiving...
Teach them fake sincerity at 3.
Yeah, I'm all for it, because it, it saves Christmas. You're just teaching them how to receive, you know?
Okay, so we have an incident whereby little Johnny has pulled Sarah's hair and has just misbehaved, and they're just being cantankerous and difficult.
Yeah.
How, in the moment, despite all your role play beforehand, how do you correct them?
Well, never in front of anyone. I just think you're doomed if you start parenting your child in front of all your family. So you can just say, come here now with me, I've something to show you out here in the hall. And don't even let them know that you're cross with them yet or anything. You're just going, come on out here now and I'll show you this. And when you get them out, you just get down to their level and you say, you can say things like, I can see you're getting very excited in there. And I can see you're getting angry because I saw what you did. And remind them about what is right and what is wrong and how you know the rules and what you're allowed to and what you're not allowed to do. So right now, mommy is telling you, if I see you do that again, there will be a consequence for that behaviour. But I really believe every child deserves the warning first, not to have any kind of consequence until you've given them a chance to redeem themselves. And then if it happens again, you as a parent have to be brave enough to follow through on whatever consequence you just gave your child.
Okay, so the other scenario is auntie or uncle sees this spoilt brat misbehaving okay. and says, cop yourself on there, like yeah. that's not acceptable in my house here yeah. or whatever. And just says, you know, and maybe thinks the parents are too soft and are spoiling the children. Yeah. And they actually have a conflict of what's the most appropriate parenting. Well, how do you deal with that?
Well, that's super realistic. We've all been through it. That happens all the time. But what you as a parent need to remember in that moment, you don't actually have to defend your parenting. You can just stay quiet. And then you can say to your, you can say something nice like, thanks for that. That's great. Thanks for the help. And bring your child, like I said, outside and deal with that situation in private and come back to the room then when it's all nice.
Because no, like it is in the eye of the beholder. Some kids are spoilt and some kids are really well behaved. And the yeah. difference could be parenting.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not going to judge that parents who maybe those kids are spoilt, maybe they don't see them that much. And I think that, you know, where if every parent, what my advice is always to parents is this. We take for granted that they know what they're supposed to do. They don't. You got to tell them. You got to inform them. They don't have a chance if you don't take the time to go through exactly what's expected of them that day. And then whatever way, you know, they're going to try their best. And on the way home, tell them you noticed. Say, look, I know today was tough for you, but I did notice these really great things you did today. And thanks for doing that. And next time it'll be easier. You'll know better what to do. And it'll even go better. But yeah.
All sorry. Right. No, and parenting isn't easy.
No.
And it's not black or white.
No,
and,
no, it's
and,
not.
You've got to go with the flow. Okay. That was Tina Regan. And she, with her husband, has a podcast series, Honey, You're Ruining Our Kid. It's out on Go Loud. And do check it out. And people can submit specific.
Yeah, you can email me at honeyyouareruiningourkid@gmail.com. And I get back to every single parent who gets in touch with a voice note, a strategy and a set of steps to help them with whatever problem they're experiencing at
okay,
the time.
Okay, I'm sure that will be most helpful to younger parents who are struggling. Thank you, Tina Regan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.